Welcome to Briefings in Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the Packet Pushers, including vendor briefings, industry research, and commentary. I'm Drew Conry-Murray. It's May 2nd, 2018, and here's what's happening. Earlier this week, I had a briefing with Anuta Networks. Anuta sells the Atom platform, which is software to automate and orchestrate network operations. What does that mean? Well, let's take an example from the Iron Man movies. There's always a scene where Robert Downey Jr.'s armor assembles itself around him, starts at the feet or the hands, and then each component kind of folds itself around its requisite body part, and then it all connects up with its neighbors, and then you get this integrated unit complete with power, weapons, and the Jarvis AI. Infrastructure orchestration works on a similar premise, though it doesn't look as cool or have awesome sound effects. Now, for example, if you need to spin up a new application in your data center, you start with a VM that's going to host the application, and you connect that VM to the appropriate VLAN, you make sure the right firewall rules and other security policies are in place, and et cetera, et cetera. The goal of an orchestration platform is to automate and synchronize those steps to save administrators the hassle of logging into individual devices, typing in the requisite keystrokes, and then moving on to the next box in the chain. Anuta Atom integrates with physical and virtual devices from 45 vendors, including Cisco, VMware, Juniper, Arista, and Checkpoint, and it takes advantage of industry standards such as NetConf, as well as vendor APIs to access and configure infrastructure devices. Now, besides configuring devices, Atom can also collect telemetry data to monitor ongoing operations and ensure that the app or the service you orchestrated is actually running. It also has analytics capabilities to monitor physical and virtual devices for potential problems, and it can integrate with ticketing systems such as ServiceNow. Okay, so that's the background. The news here is that Anuta is releasing a SaaS version of its product. As with other cloud services, this means customers don't have to provision, install, and manage the software and hardware that you would need to run this product on premises. By putting the service in the cloud, Anuta aims to attract more customers by making it easier to stick a toe into the potentially deep and turbulent waters of orchestration. With a SaaS option, a customer's upfront investment is lower, and you get benefits like pay-as-you-go pricing, and you offload the underlying infrastructure management to the SaaS provider. So in keeping with this toe-in-the-water nature of the offering, SaaS customers can choose between a standard or an advanced package from Anuta. The standard package gets you the orchestration and resource management features in Atom, and the advanced package adds on telemetry, analytics, and closed-loop assurance features. Now, Anuta wouldn't identify which cloud provider is going to host the SaaS version of Atom other than to say it's one of the big three, that's Amazon, Azure, or Google. The company says its long-term goal is to actually offer Atom from all three. The standard service starts at $950 per month to manage 50 devices, and that service is going to launch on June 1st. If you'd like to find out more, just tell Jarvis to load up www.anutanetworks.com into your heads-up display, and Anuta is spelled A-N-U-T-A. That's anutanetworks.com. This was Briefings in Brief from the Packet Pushers. For more IT podcasts, blogs, and news created for engineers, visit packetpushers.net, where you can subscribe for free. And for even more great information, become a member at packetpushers.net/members.